In sports news on 88.5 KNKX, Seahawks strong safety Cam Chancellor signed a three-year, $36 million contract extension with the team this week. Fans know Chancellor for his dominance on defense, but there's more to him. And he has a lot in common with a retired Seahawk who's about to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame. It's all part of this week's edition of Sports with Art Teal. Art, some may say this is a lot of money for a player who at the age of 29 may be on the back end of his career. Help us understand what kind of player and person Cam Chancellor is.
Well, I think Cam Chancellor epitomizes what Pete Carroll wants in his Seahawks in terms of intensity, ferocity, commitment to the team, and he's done enough things to gain the respect of the locker room like no other player. He's not as loquacious as Richard Sherman, and he's not the human Hallmark card, as I call Russell Wilson. And, you know, he's not the deep-thinking, cerebral guy like Doug Baldwin. But he is honest. He's authentic. He's sincere. When he speaks, everyone listens. And the Seahawks are thrilled that he is such a leader, even though Pete Carroll had to coax it out of him. In his first year, Carroll talked with Chancellor and said, you need to be a more vocal leader because you're going to be in a position of prominence. And Chancellor said, no, I can't do that because I haven't done anything on the field yet. But by the second year, he had done things. He had started, and the Seahawks were on their way to the prominence that they've had. And Chancellor started to come out of his shell, and it has been a real bonus for the Seahawks to not only have such a dominant player on the field, such a ferocious hitter, but also a leader in ways that are different than the rest of the team. And he commands a ton of respect, and a lot of this financial reward is about that leadership as much as it is his play.
For many people, it was a bit of a head-scratcher then when there was a controversy involving Chancellor 2 years ago with his contract.
Right. He stunned Carroll and the team and certainly the fans when he held out of training camp in 2015. He missed the exhibition season and the first two games, which the Seahawks lost, trying to get a better deal. He was entering the second of his four-year contract. The Seahawks have a team policy, as do many teams, no renegotiation until you reach the final year of the contract. Everyone knew the Seahawks weren't going to give in, but Chancellor stuck to it until the foolishness of it became evident. 2 years later now, it's pretty obvious that both Chancellor and the Seahawks worked out a relationship that did not impede the team to reach this point where they're going to continue with him through 2020 as a player that is going to lead this team. And it's really a testament to how the Seahawks work around the bumps in any relationship.
Well, this deal comes at the same time that another Seahawks great, Kenny Easley, is going to be inducted into the Pro Football Hall of Fame Saturday. And there are some interesting similarities between these two players.
The ironies are just amazing. Chancellor was born the year after Kenny Easley retired from the Seahawks. He was a player here from 1981 to 1987, three-time All-Pro, the most ferocious athlete I've ever seen. He is from the same area that Cam Chancellor is in Virginia. They play the same position, strong safety, and they played their entire careers for the same team. Very weird how this works out, but the playing styles are just remarkably similar because each of them intimidates the other team. In fact, the stories were legendary with Kenny Easley when he was here that opposing offensive coordinators, the first thing they did in game prep for Seahawks game was find out where is Kenny Easley playing and how do we avoid him? They do the same thing with Chancellor. So it's really a great tribute to Easley, even though at age 58, he had to wait a long time before he got in the hall. It is richly deserved. And I think in a few years, maybe Cam Chancellor will follow him into the hall.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.